Bible this morning, 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. If you'll look with me there in 1 Peter chapter number 1 this morning. Thank God. We saw a lot of singing about heaven this morning. There's nothing wrong with that. Praise God. That's where we're going if you're saved. And we ought to think about it. Ought to be mindful of it. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 is such a good chapter. If I had time, I'd spend a lot in it. But Peter was God's spokesman, I feel like, amongst the apostles, and was called to be an apostle and had an inheritance. Thank God he talked about and how that God has blessed him and spiritual blessings. And we find here Peter's speaking now, and he is preaching and speaking to them strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. And I do believe he's talking to Gentiles and Jews. Of course, Jews was his a mission work. He was a missionary to the circumcised, a man of God to them. And he was. And, of course, I believe this is not only to the Jews, it's to the Gentiles. And we believe there was people that was saved, Gentile believers, in these places. And Peter said this in verse 23. He said, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel was preached unto you. You know, if you look through the Bible, everything fits. Whether you see it or not, it fits. And if you look at, I'm not big on typology, but I am some. I like it. What I mean by that is that there you can find types throughout the Scripture. And when I read the Bible, I find that God always talked about the second birth. If you think about going back to men that were born into the world, thank God we find Cain was born first and Abel was born second, a type of the second birth. Go to Esau and Jacob. That's just the way it is. Hey, man, you've got to have a second birth. I wouldn't tell you nothing else but that. You've got to be born again. I'd hate to go to any place that they didn't believe you got to be born again. You've got to be born again. Amen. You've got to have an experience of a new birth. You've got to have God to deal with you. If you never have been dealt with by God, you're in a bad situation. Amen. If God don't come to you, you'll never come to God. The Bible said no man comes to Him except to be drawn by the Father. He's got to be drawn. He's got to be dealt with by God. If God don't deal with a sinner will never know where he's at. He'll never see himself. He'll never see he's a lawbreaker. He'll never see he's sinful and undone without God, without hope. Peter said, being born again. By what? The Word. Amen. He said, not a corruptible seed. The word corruptible means it's a passion seed. May I say a fleshly seed. Amen. Even he used the word corruptible. Corruptible in prior verse. But he said, we're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. In the old days, they bought slaves with silver and gold. They redeemed them off the slave market and took them for their sales. But my friend Peter said, we're not redeemed by what that silver and gold can do. We're redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb, without spot, without blemish. That back going in the book of Exodus, in the past, a lamb. Thank God the lamb had to be presented. And the lamb was slain and the blood was applied to the doorpost, the front lintel and the side post. And God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. When I see the blood, it wasn't them men seen it, it was God that seen it. God had to see that they applied the blood. And when the blood was applied, thank God they was protected. Of a night the
the death came to Egypt, the firstborn from the calf to the poorhouse. Every house of the Egyptian had the firstborn dead. Why? Because the blood wasn't applied. There was no blood on their door. But on the door of the Israelites, thank God, Danny put the blood on the doorpost and the two side posts. And the firstborn was not touched. Thank God, in that night, praise God, was the night of what? Passover. Thank God, they left the land. Amen. Praise God. And then the only way that you can ever be just before a holy God's been the blood's been applied out of your doorpost. It's not religion. It's not what man come up with. It's what God did. You can't be redeemed by corruptible things. It's got to be by the blood of the Lamb. The word redeemed means to buy back. It means one day that He bought me, thank God, off the slave market of sin. Amen. Well, I was lost and undone without God. Had no hope in this present world. Thank God I'm heard about Jesus. A man of God told me about Him. He said, you got to be born again. Amen. He told me something I couldn't do, but got my heart in the shape that He could do. Amen. It's not what you can do. It's what He can do. And when the Holy Ghost gets your heart in that condition, thank God the Word of God can fall in good ground and bring forth a spiritual birth. You must be born again. Being born again, not a corruptible seed. A seed's what life comes from. A seed's an offspring. A seed's a child. Amen. When the mom and daddy get together, thank God, and that daddy puts a seed in the womb of that mother, a brother, that conception comes, and there's a child on the way. Amen. Thank God, that's the way it is, brethren. That's right. But the life comes from a miracle of God, taking a seed. Think about a little old baby being born in this world. It is a miracle. I'm telling you, it's an amazing, praise God, that the seed of daddy and mama come together, thank God, and have a child, all because it started with a seed in the womb. Thank God that God touched and brought forth conception. And thank God, I believe, friend, that when that child is conceived, thank God, it is a child. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. He said, David said, in sin did my mother conceive me. The word conceive. In sin did my mother conceive me, that I was a sinner in my mother's womb. It come from fleshly blood that caused me to be a sinner, from Adamic blood, from the blood of Adam, amen, that flowed through the veins of every man that's ever lived in this world. The only man that didn't have the blood of Adam was Christ. Amen. He had the Father's blood. Amen. That's right, brother. Amen. He was born of a virgin. He had no earthly father to have any earthly blood. Amen. He had heavenly Father. Thank God that conceived Him by the Holy Ghost. Thank God was pure, holy, and righteous. Born that way, friend. But every man since then's been and before the listen, friend, from Adam to now. Every man beside Jesus was born with an earthly father that had sinful blood that had to be bought back off the slave market of sin because they're a sinner. I want to tell you this morning, friend, that you are a sinner. Amen. You know why you sin? Because you're a sinner. You know why you do wrong? Because you're a sinner. Amen. Ain't no time to reform the sinner. He's as dead and sinful as he'll ever be. Amen, friend. And you're a sinner this morning. Amen. You're a sinner by birth. And you chose to sin too. Thank God you couldn't help yourself. That's just what you were. Amen. You was going on in life like you were just all right. You grown up going to a little old Sunday school class. Amen. Going to church with your mom and daddy. But you're still a sinner. Amen. Come to church, learn the hymns, which is good to know. But you're still a sinner. Amen. Maybe by friend. Thank God you even done some Bible study. But you're still a sinner. But one glad day you heard the gospel for the first time, and you need a Savior. Amen. Thank God. You never know what you need until God tells you. Amen.
That's right. Amen. You can get all the professions out of people you want trying to get them to transport to heaven, but it won't work. Amen. You got to deal with God, your own heart. You got to deal with God. God's got to deal with you in your own heart. Amen. This bunch of stuff, people asking people they want to go to heaven when they die, send more people to hell than they would heaven. God help who don't want to go to heaven when they die and still live like hell while they're here. Amen. That's right. God help a crowd of people preaching such stuff as that. Heaven's not the issue, not anyway. Sin is. And Jesus Christ. And God, Pilate had him before him, and he said, "What shall I do with Jesus, whom ye call Christ?" And they said, "Crucify him. Best man that ever lived." They hung him on a tree. Amen. They didn't like him. He was rejected of men, despised, hated. You know why? Because he's holy. He was the Son of God. They didn't like who he said he was. But I'll tell you this morning, dear friend, he is who he said he was. Thank God he said, "I am who I am." He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." He said, "Thank God, before the beginning, I'm coming out with him." Thank God the love we had with the Father before the beginning. Thank God I was with him. Amen. I am who I said I was. I'm the Lord God. I'm the Savior. Amen. Is it easier for me to say, "Take up thy bed and walk," or to say, "Thy sins be forgiven me"? Amen. He can do what he said he can. He ain't never failed. He never will fail. Thank God he never will. Praise God he didn't fail saving me. He didn't try to save me. Thank God he done a good job. Amen. And saving me. Amen. Y'all, he never tried to save nobody. He'd be a failure if he said he tried and he didn't. He ain't never failed. Amen. He saved you, didn't he? Amen. And on purpose he did too. Amen. He got you out of where you was in. Amen. You was in a deep pit. You was in the miry clay of religion. Amen. But he came to where you was at. Thank God brought you up. He said he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. Thank God. Set my feet upon a rock. Amen. Who's the rock? Jesus is. Thank God established my goings. Put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. And many shall see it. Hey God, not hear it, but see it. Hey God, looks like a song would be heard. Hey God, he said, "Many not only see it." Amen. That's right. He said, "Many shall see it in fear and trust in the Lord." Amen. Best soul winning verse right there. I can find it. Psalm 40. He brought me up. I got a testimony. What's the best thing I can tell a sinner? How God saved me. Amen. I can tell them what the Bible said. That's what Paul did. Amen. Paul, when he stood before Agrippa, he stood before Felix. I mean, he stood for all them people. He said, "Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what God does for me. How I saw Jesus in the midday hour. Amen. I saw a light brighter than the noonday sun. Thank God knocked me down the ground. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm sharing, testifying to you. I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. I was the tribe of Benjamin. Amen. I mean, if anybody could brag on the law, you looking at him, brother, that's me. Amen. That's right. Been circumcised. Thank God, friend. Thank God, well, according to the law of the Pharisee, blameless. He said, but all that was done. Amen. If you was trusting anything outside Jesus, he said, it ain't nothing but a pile of cow manure. That's what the word dung means. That means manure. And brother, I'm telling you, all you've got is a pile of manure in yourself. Amen. Say, "I don't like that." Well, it's all right. You'll get over it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know what manure does, don't you? It stinks. That's right. That's right. They call them cow patties in the fields, but they all stink. Do you know it'll stink worse when it's kicked. You want to tell you something? An old sinner ain't nothing but his works or his goodness is like manure. And the more he brags on it, the more it stinks. That's right. The more he kicks about it, the more it stinks. Paul was like that. He was going to Damascus. He had a handful of letters. Thank God, in his hand to go commit people to prison because they believed in Jesus Christ. Amen. If he could have got in here today, he'd have thrown us all into prison. Amen. In our day and time, if Paul could have been, if he was still a Pharisee, thank God, he'd have persecuted us and cast us in the prison. Amen. He didn't get to go where he was going.
or to do what he was going to do. Amen. There's times, brother, listen, you come to the house of God, you weren't looking for him, but buddy, he was looking for you, and he said, Joe's going to sit here today. Dennis going to stay here tonight. Amen. Robert's going to sit there that day. You weren't expecting him to sit there too. Amen. But he did. He knows where to stop you. He knows how to stop you. He knows how to get you where you can get saved. Amen. That's right. There's a great light shining out of heaven. He says, brighter than noonday sun. You ever had that experience? He said he heard a voice. That's right there. That's the key right there. He heard a voice. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who art thou? He said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. He said, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. You know what a prick was? That was one of them instruments they hit them animals with. It had a sharp end. It's hard to kick against that. And he came trembling. And said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Somebody said, where did he get saved? Upon a submission to the Lordship. You see, being born again means being born of the Spirit. If the Holy Ghost don't birth you, you're not born again. I ask people that. I say, what's it mean to be born again? And they'll come up with some, and they in Baptist churches. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That word don't mean literally see with your eyes. It means to perceive or understand with your spirit. Look it up. It means comprehension. That's God comprehension. This is what it is. This is how you saved.
Yeah.
Amen. God's got to reveal that to you. Paul, that's what he said. It didn't come by the wisdom of men, but by the power of God. What did he say? Why did he say preached in power? Because he said that your faith should not stand the wisdom of men, but the power of God. Amen. It's copper. You can't see the kingdom. You can't see it. You can't. No man can open his own eyes. Remember that man was blind from his birth? Remember that? He's sitting outside there and Jesus come by. He said, this man's blind. He said, well, who's seeing him or his parents? Remember that? Jesus said, neither one of them have. He wasn't blind because he had sinned. Blindness is a result from sin, but he didn't do no certain sin to be blind. And Jesus said to him, he took that clay and put it on his eyes. And then he said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means in sin. And while that man went and washed, he came back seeing. I'm still to today wondering how a blind man could find that place to wash. How'd you find God? How'd you find him one day? You stumbled around blind and without God. And then thank God you got the washing and your eyes got open. Amen. That's just God. I mean, that's just God. How can you explain this thing? He said, you got to be born again. He said, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed. By what? The Word of God. Now, I want to say this. It's the message that the Word makes known. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believes to the Jew first also is the free. Being born again, not corrupt, seen and corrupt by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now get this right here. Life comes from that seed. Isn't that right? So that seed that birthed you into the family of God still lives in you.
Amen.
Now hear me. That's why 1 John 3:9 says, he that is born of God cannot sin. Because his seed remaineth in him. That means I have the... Listen, you can believe this or not. If you don't believe it, you're wrong. I have literally the life of God in me. That's what that seed is. It's the life of God in me, the Holy Ghost in me. That's what it is. That's why I cannot sin. Now, I sin because of what I live in, but I don't sin because of who's in me. Amen. And brethren, I tell you what, if a man will get a hold of that, thank God, he can't but shout because he has eternal life. Amen. God help a man thinks he can be saved one minute and then lost the next. He ain't got no brains about the Bible. As Brother Billy Mitchell said, he might be right in his heart, but his head's mixed up. God help. How could a man say, I believe in eternal life, and then tell me he don't have it? If I get saved, I have eternal life. It abides in me. I have it now, and it's forever. Now are you the sons of God. What? I've given them eternal life. We have everlasting life. How long's eternal if he gives it to you? It's forever. There's no end to it. Thank God what he gives is forever, brother. Amen. I never will not have it. I'll have it because it's in me. Amen. Eternal life abides in me. Amen, brother. Hey, God, I'm excited. Say today as I will be 1,000 years from now.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank God. Amen. People don't believe that. Well, what do you believe?
Yeah.
You have to change your Bible.
Yeah.
I've given them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man has ever plucked them out of my Father's hand.
Amen.
I and my Father are one. I'm unpluckable. No man can pluck me out of the hand of God.
Yeah.
I'm his possession. You think he can't guard me? He keeps me. I tell you what some of y'all do. Y'all go by what y'all do instead of what he did. It's what he did, not what you do. Amen. That's a blessing. If you ever learn that, you can live in liberty. Amen. If you think you got to hold on, hold out, you'll probably sink. Amen. Because you can't hold on, hold out. Cling on, hold on to eternal life. That's what he said. Over there, didn't he say that? Over there, hold on.
Yeah.
That ain't talking about hold on to get in or stay in. He said, cling to it, praise God. It's the best thing ever happened to you. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. You must be born again. Have you born again?
Yeah.
You got to be born again.
Yeah.
God don't tell you this, you never will. That was the message that God used in my heart. That's the message that God sowed in my heart from that old preacher. You must be born again.
Amen.
You must. Has there ever been a time in your life? Listen to me. Has there ever been a time in your life that you were born again?
Amen.
That means you're born in. You're born twice. You have a spiritual birth. You're born from above. You're born by the God of heaven, and now you're birthed into His family. I was born into an earthly family 57 years ago. But I was born into a heavenly family 34 years ago. What a blessing.
Amen.
Oh, God. And he talked about that grass, you know. You quoted that verse the other day, Isaiah 40, you know. And it's the same thing in Peter. He said the grass withers and the flower thereof fadeth away. He's talking about your flesh, you know. You better have a spiritual birth. Your flesh is going to fade. It's going to wither. Looks pretty at first, don't it?
Yeah.
Amen. Them little old girls over there, they look pretty at first. That's right. They'll look pretty a long time for me. Amen. You know, I guess Mama, she told me this morning, she said, I like your tie. She says, that looks good on you. I said, I ain't never wore nothing that made me look any better. Amen. That's the way Mama thinks. But really, according to the Bible, we just fading. We just fading. Somebody said, I'm the best looking man there is. I said, just keep talking like that. You might be the worst. You're going to fade. We do all we can not to fade. Amen. That's why we spend more time in front of a mirror to come to church than we do the Bible. Fade. That's why I like him tight haircuts. Get that gray cut out. I asked my wife the other day. I'm gonna throw this out to you because I might do it now. I might get that high and tight sometime. I said the only reason I won't get it is because I'm standing for people, you know. They'd say, wonder why the preacher's wanting to look like a service man. I've had a million people ask me that. You've been in the service? I said, no, sir. I said, I appreciate service people, don't y'all? I appreciate anybody that serves in the military. If you don't like that, you're too bad. You're in the wrong place. Amen. I'm glad I'm an American.
Amen.
I'm glad I don't live in China or North Korea where that guy's trying to act stupid. Isn't that right? Amen. If God had sovereignly put me there, He'd have took care of me too. But I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad I got this freedom this morning. I'm glad to go out there in my car and go to eat something. I'm glad I don't have to ask the leader of the country where I can go eat at, where I can work at. And I'm telling you what, we're getting worse off. But the thing of it is, brother, I'm glad I'm in this country. I'm glad, thank God, God saved me. And the greatest thing about it, not living here, but the greatest thing, thank God, living saved here, amen. Being born again, you're going to fade. But the Word of God endure forever. That is the Word we preached unto you that got in your heart one day. It got in your heart, the Word of God got in your heart. That's what happened. The Word of God. Remember that sower in the seed? That's what we're doing. You get a bag of seed, you know, it's the Word of God. Yeah, Lord, thank you for the seed of the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Oh, God, you saved sinners. Let's sower out. Thank God, Jesus saved. Jesus saved.
Yes, sir.
And our heart's a picture of the ground.
Yes, sir.
So if you hear it, the devil might come and take it if your heart ain't ready to prepare and get it. Then it might say, boy, I like that preaching. Praise God. And then they say, I ain't coming back. I mean, at first, a lot of people say, I like the way that man preaches. And then the next time, they don't come back. You know why? They received it with joy a little while. Then all of a sudden, the sun scorched it and they left. Then the next man said, boy, I like what that preacher said. I'd really like to have God. And then he said, wait a minute. I can't change the way I'm living to have God. The cares of this life, the lust of other things, riches. But he said that good ground. So we don't do that. Thank you, Mom and Daddy, for spanking me. I appreciate y'all teaching me. I appreciate y'all wearing my hide out. Thank God it could break my heart to, yes, that seed could get in it. Yes, I'm going to tell you, you can believe this or not, parents have a great big deal with how them children respond to that gospel. My mom and daddy got saved after I did, but I'm going to tell you what, that word got in that broke ground. And you can't sow seed on hard ground. Amen to me, hard hearts today. The seed's the Word of God. It's got to get in your heart. And some of you, you know and I know, God broke your heart to get you saved. He let you get far as you wanted to go. And then God said, now what you going to do now? Isn't that right? The prodigal got that way.
Yeah.
He got down the far country. Amen. Wasted his substance on righteous living. Well, I was just rejoicing what Jonathan said this morning when he said, you know, the law shows me how much I need grace. Boy, I thank God for that, aren't y'all? Boy, as dirty and rotten and no good as I was, God had grace on me. Amen, buddy. I tell you, He cleansed me and forgave me. Thank God the law couldn't do that. It had to be the grace of God. Thank God. It had to be the grace of God for a man to be born again. Right. Amazing.
It's
amazing. It's amazing, son. It's amazing. That's why we sing Amazing Grace. Because it's amazing.
It is.
I was wanting to know if you've ever been born again. Has there ever been a time in your life you've been born again? Let's stand this morning.